This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back to hour number one and a half. We started this thing off at 7:30. Glad you could be with us. Danny Garcia and I will be with you up until 10 o'clock. Great guest coming up. We thank Gio Milian for talking to University of Miami football in our opening segment this evening. If you miss any of the guests that we have this evening, and I know there's a few people who may not be able to catch it live because they're at the Dolphin game or watching the game, whatever they're doing, just go to WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page where it says podcasts, and there we are, South Florida High School Sports. Click on that logo, and you will get not only tonight, but the last couple of years, if you want to catch up from our guests. So we're excited that everybody's here. We're talking a little bit of high school. We're talking some college. Big game this week locally. Smaller schools, but you know what? They've been productive schools. NAIA number one, defending national champion Kaiser of West Palm Beach will be traveling to Miami Gardens to play St. Thomas University, and they're ranked number six in the country. That'll be on Saturday. As we shift our focus back to high school football, it's been a crazy season for Chaminade Madonna. You know, they obviously opened the year with a tough loss to St. John Bosco out of California, who happens to be undefeated and number two in the country, only lost by a few points. Then they went through a quarterback change in the Ely game, and then obviously they started off 0-2 uncharacteristic. But since then, they've played extremely well on both sides of the ball. One of the catalysts on the offensive side of the ball is just a junior, somebody that has done a tremendous job. You know, last year at True North Academy in Miami as a dual sport player, football, really good, basketball, exceptional as well. Jason Lopez this year is the third rated receiver in the state after the first 5 weeks of the game, and he's kind of not enough to join us this evening. Jason, thanks so much for taking the time on this Monday evening, and we appreciate you.
Hey, what's up, Larry? Of course, man. Thank you for having me on you know, your show and stuff.
Hey, listen, it's, you know, for what you've done, and I know you're a humble guy, you don't talk a lot about what you do, but you've got to admit, coming into a program like Chaminade, who's been the state championship game 8 years in a row, and is a high-profile team, nationally rated, obviously, even for somebody like yourself, that had to be a little bit daunting. It had to have been, wow, you know what, these guys have been here and there, and I haven't been there. What was it like? I mean, because I know they accepted you right away.
Yes, sir. You know, coming from True North, I had a big season over there at True North. And, you know, just coming into Chaminade, you know, I was a little nervous at the beginning, you know, through the workouts and summer and spring. But as I started going throughout the season, it started getting better and better. We started building chemistry more as a team. Everything just started playing a factor. Everything started just getting well. And then as the first game came around, started getting mentally prepared. And then ever since that first game, that first snap, everything's just been rolling. So everything's been going good now. The coaches are great. Everything else has been going good. And school is everything's going well.
Nice. And you know what? Here's the thing. I mean, before anybody watches you play, here you are. I mean, you're, you know, 5'10", 165 guy who probably a lot of people aren't taking serious. But now things have changed. I think the Heritage game really changed things. I mean, you were pretty much a one-man show. But you've been like this for a long time. You just don't boast about it like a lot of people. How did you become a football player like this? Did you play youth football league? Where did you start off?
It all started when I was 7 years old. I played for the Kara City Chiefs over there in Kara City at Miami Garden. And then, you know, I started getting older, and I played for Gold's Ram. And then I went over to Palmetto Raiders. And then, but I played quarterback all my youth years. I won 4 Sean Taylor Classics in the Pop Warner. And then as I transitioned to high school in 7th grade when I was playing varsity over there at True North, I went from quarterback to wide receiver. You know, they had a quarterback starting over there. So I just transitioned to wide receiver. I've always been an athlete, and I've played flag and stuff like that. So I would always play receiver. And then transitioning to wide receiver at True North, it was a big move for me, but it was for the better, you know. I started playing it, and I liked it. I just stuck with it. And then 7th, 8th, 9th, I did it all over there at True North. And then I also did 10th over there. And then just coming over here to Chaminade, which is a big move. You know, it's all been going well, and everything's been going good since then.
You know, and you kind of downplay everything because, I mean, what you meant to obviously True North and now what you mean to Chaminade is everybody kind of rallies around you. I mean, I know you have great parental support. Your mom and dad are just huge in your life. And, you know, they want to see everything, you know, go in a positive way for you, who not only gets it done on the athletic field and the basketball court, but also in the classroom as well. Talk about that, because we have a lot of young kids who listen, you know, who all they think about is football, all they think about is basketball and baseball and such, mm-hmm. but they don't understand what it takes to get it done in the classroom and hold that balance. Talk about that and how you've been able to create a balance of getting it done in the classroom and also in sports.
You know, being able to balance both is really the main thing as a high school athlete. You know, Coach Jones really pushes that over here at Chaminade. Before every game, you know, he does a great check. If you don't got those grades right, you're not getting your jersey. You know, that's how it is over here at Chaminade. But coming from True North, which is a classical school, they push education as well, you know. The education over there is really well. And then transitioning over here to Chaminade, it's the same, you know, it's the same thing. It gets better. We're on iPads over here too. But just being able to balance is the main focus, and maintaining your grades. You know, without that, you can't even play at the next level. So just maintaining that is the main thing.
No doubt. Jason Lopez joining us. Chaminade Madonna, third. I mean, I was looking at it today. You're ranked 3rd in the state in receiving, which I guess, you know, you don't really care about individual stats. I know you're more of a team guy, because I talk to you, you know, at the games, and you're not worried about what you're doing, just worried about how the team is doing, which is a great, especially for a junior like yourself. You're getting a lot of college attention. And I know that, you know, that is, for anybody, is pretty impressive. And you're watching a lot of the guys before you, and, you know, a lot of seniors on the team now that are getting a lot of that college attention. What is it like for you? Do you just, you know, say, hey, okay, you know, I mean, you know, everything's going to work out? Or, because I know that you got a lot of offers already and you're just a junior. How do you handle that? Or do you just kind of like, you know, put it, you know, on the side and say, okay, well, I'll deal with it when I have to deal with it?
Yes, sir. Just getting the college attention at a young age, you know, you just have to be able to get the offers, and then being able to say, okay, I'm going to get this offer, but I just got to keep working, you know. I haven't really made any decisions as far as, like, any colleges yet. Like, I haven't even taken any unofficials or been up to a lot of campuses. But, yeah, just getting the offers is the main thing, just trying to stay humble and just keep working through it, you know. And then now playing basketball as well, I'm starting to gain attention in basketball too. So I just got to balance both, and then while keeping school. So just got to stay humble and grounded, and then just keep working my way through.
Jason Lopez joining us, junior wide receiver, athlete. You also do punt returns. I know you, and kick returns. I know you like being a punt returner, because you have the great hands. But sometimes it's tough to get, you know, any room to run. But you seem to do pretty well. Do you like that? Do you like doing the punt returns?
Yes, sir. You know, growing up playing street football with my family. You know, that's always something that, like, it comes natural, the vision, you know. So that's something I've always loved doing ever since I was at True North since in seventh grade. I've always been pretty good at it, so I just stuck with it. And, yeah, it's always fun to be back there catching the ball and, you know, just trying to find open field and get in that end zone.
Right. It's a Saturday or Sunday. What player are you watching? College, pro? What player are you watching that you have, like, similar skills and you say, hey, you know what, if I work hard, I could be just like that guy?
I want to say I watch a lot of Tyreek Hill. You know, obviously, like, Miami Dolphins, that's the hometown team. So every time I turn on the Dolphins and I watch Tyreek play, that's the player, you know, I look up to. But, you know, also being able to play with him, like, in basketball, I met him a couple of times. I've actually played against him two or three times. He's a really cool guy as well. So he's very humble, you know, very outgoing, and that's somebody, you know, I like watching.
Yeah, no doubt. Obviously, everybody's going to look at one player in town, Xavier Restrepo, University of Miami, a guy who wears the same number as you do. The comparisons, just everybody, anytime you go to a game, they go, oh, man, he's just like him. What is it? I mean, obviously you hear it, but I mean, what is it like? I mean, you look at a guy like that, ultra productive. He's been told since, and I've covered him since he was in youth football, that he's not big enough, he's not fast enough, he's not this, he's not that. He's 28 catches away from being the all-time leading receiver at the University of Miami. Talk about him and what you watch his game, and you do, obviously, you do a lot of the same things, punt return, obviously very valuable to the team with key catches. Do you think a lot of your game is like his?
Yes, sir. You know, just both being, us being Hispanic, we've always been underrated, so or overlooked as we've gone through high school and stuff like that, but just watching him play, like, he had this big game, last game versus Virginia Tech. I was watching him. You know, he's a very good player. So to be able to get, you know, compared to him is great. He's doing very good things over there at Miami. You know, he's projected maybe to get drafted. So just he's a very good player. Now I'm going to keep watching him, you know. So, yeah, he's doing his thing right now. And that's someone definitely good to get compared to.
Before I let you go, Jason, how'd you get the nickname J-Rock? Who gave that to you?
When I was little, you know, I've always grown up playing football. I was like about 5 or 6 years old. You know, they call it the football or like the basketball, the Rock, you know?
Right.
That's what they called me. Like, they started calling me Rock, like, hey, catch the Rock, you know? And then my name starts with a J, so they just put the J in front of it. And then, you know, it just stuck. It stuck with me since through my athletic side, and then it even started, like, passing over to my academic side as well. So, like, even some teachers call me J-Rock, too, which is funny.
That's kind of funny. Basketball, I saw you play one time. I was very impressed. You shoot well. You pass well. When did you start playing basketball?
I started playing basketball before football because – it's a lot. Like, I started playing basketball at 3, and I started playing football at 6. I've been playing both since a very young age. I've been doing it since I was little. So being able to, you know, transition into high school, and, you know, it's always been a big dream for me now that I have both offers in both. So, yeah, I've been playing since a very young age for both.
Nice. Jason, I can't thank you enough, brother. I mean, you're a joy to watch. You're a joy to talk to, kind of a blueprint for a student athlete. And we appreciate you, and we'll be looking forward to seeing you. I'm going to go out Saturday night. Another big game, obviously, against Monarch, and an opportunity to probably, there'll be more receivers in that game than anywhere in the country, you know, between the two schools. Thanks so much for taking the time on a Monday evening, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you so much for having me, Larry. Thank you for the words.
Anytime. Jason Lopez, they call him J-Rock, one of the best in the state. He's proving it now. You ever get a chance to watch him, any team that's gone against him this year, any team has said the same thing. This kid's a big-time football player, and you'll not only see him at this level and beyond, but a big-time kid in basketball as well. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, you know, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we talk a little high school football from around the state. Josh Wilson from Florida High School Football is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.